There's this Bill Cosby episode that I recently found out about, quote unquote, because when I probably watched it, I was a kid, so I didn't understand. So the episode is based around, I'm not going to give the character's name because I don't remember, but there's two characters in the show that he's talking about having a bachelor party. And the men are like, ooh, strippers. The women are like, wait, y'all want strippers? No, strippers. All right. So so eventually, they have this big Cosby get together. It's a barbecue. And Bill Cosby, as you know, if you watch, you know, the Cosby Show, is a doctor. So at the table, you know, everybody was just arguing and shit. They eating this barbecue sauce. Well, they eating this, like, the chicken and shit. And they just, like, all of a sudden, the women are just, like, out of it. The niggas just like, yeah, girl. Like, Bill Cosby, looks, he stepped back. He's like, what's gotten into that? He's like, it's the barbecue sauce. You ever notice every time somebody have my barbecue sauce, they get like that? So I'm thinking, like, okay, as a kid, you probably watching that, and it's like, okay.
No, what, nigga?
He's like, is it?
Oh, fuck, no.
So you, as a kid, you probably thinking, like, maybe he's talking about the itis. Like, maybe it's not the barbecue sauce. So maybe if you're just trying not to have your head in the gutters, maybe he's talking about the itis. He's like, I got a cup of that upstairs if you're trying to go to it. But it ended off, this is how it ended off, which made it weird. This solidified the weirdness. Because the kids was like, the kids was eating the chicken. He's like, man, I love this barbecue sauce. Bill Cosby was like, oh, man, give me that. This nigga Bill Cosby, or damn, what was his name in the show?
Bill Cosby. Wait, no, Bill Huxtable.
Huxtable, yeah. This nigga was spiking the fucking barbecue sauce.
What was he spiking it with?
Oh, I mean,
the world.
Probably
made
the shit he was using. Like, shit. Yo, I seen the shot to Prim's Hood Cinema, man. I seen that shit, what? And I'm like,
I gotta
wow.
go. Yeah, I definitely have to go watch that.
Yeah, that was, and it was written, well, he was part writer, but he had parts in writing the show, which is crazy. Well, that episode, which is crazy. Like, who approved this? And if you watch the episode, the bitches is dead ass just like on some completely out of it type shit, and niggas just all playing in their ear and shit. Just like, it's weird as fuck, bro. It's one of those.
Put Molly all in her barbecue sauce. She ain't know it. We took her upstairs and we went to the party. She ain't know it. But
no.
Damn.
Nah, Rick Ross should never said that, bro. That was bad. I can't believe nobody noticed it until a certain point, though, because when it first dropped, it seemed like niggas, at least, you know, hip-hop fans, they listened to it, and they're like, this shit hard. And nobody noticed that he said, put Molly all in her champagne, she ain't even know it. I took her home and enjoyed that, she ain't even know it. Like, that's crazy. Nobody noticed that?
I think he was just saying it just for, like, the sake of the rhyme.
Bro, you in the fucking studio, dead ass, and you said that shit. Yo, producer, engineer, all that shit. You listened back to it, all that shit, and everybody was like, yeah, that's it. That was the best thing you could have said right then and there in that bar. That was the best thing. No, nobody, bro, come on. Nobody was like, yo, that's weird, bro. You got to change that. Like, we can't put that out. Nobody.
Tony Montana. They put
that shit out. That shit was ass. But that shit was just ass.
Bro, he didn't even remember what the fuck he said. Like, saying.
I'm pretty sure in his earlier career, it was a lot, as like that a lot of times.
He was like, bro, I was just so motherfucking high. I just went in there. I just started talking shit. I was just like, I couldn't even say the words right. I was just like.
Bro, no way he said, I don't even know what I'm saying.
He was like, all I know is that motherfucker was hard, bro. That motherfucker hard because it just how it made me feel.
Cough up my esophagus, bro. What in the fuck?
Yes.
And we just embrace Future. And don't get me wrong,
bro. Shout out to the Wizard Eye. Let's not put these.
As
let's
far
not play
as like
games.
Where he came from and how he's able, even though I think he's, it's not that much different. he's able to find his formula to stay in this industry as long as he has.
Oh, God.
I can only respect that, but wow. Whatever that fucking means.
But Future said if it wasn't for Google, that bitch wouldn't even know his nickname, all right?
What's his nickname?
Meathead.
Okay.
Yeah. That was his, like, old stage name before he changed it to Future. Yeah.
Yeah. I immediately thought stripper when I don't know.
Wow. What the fuck are you looking for?
I'm looking for my fucking vape so I can
Isn't it? It's right there, nigga. Like, run over. No, other way.
Bro, I swear to God, that went right there the whole time. Yo, that's like when your mom asks you to go get something. He's like, it's not right there. She go in and fucking grab that shit immediately.
Be like, you're like, what the fuck? Bruh, ain't no way.
How the fuck you doing? Bruh,
and you checked like 5 different places all at the same time.
She's like, if I go in there and I find it, I'm beating your ass. You just like, okay, let me go check again. You check 3 times, still don't see this shit. She go in, grab that shit immediately. It's right here.
Like,
I
didn't count no more. Whatever, nigga.
Like, nah, you a magician, motherfucker. Like, stop lying to me.
Like, bro, you sitting here trying to flake the funk to me. Like, fuck out of here. Ah, damn.
What? We've been introing for way too long at this point. We fucking 12 minutes in.
Oh, damn. Shit.
You're holding this shit?
Yeah, I think it may. Oh, shit. I think it is. But yeah. You do realize I was waiting on you because it's like you had to fix the mic.
No, I finished my Bill Cosby story. No, I was, just getting back in my position.
Oh, okay.
I got my vape and shit. I'm all comfortable.
Welcome to the motherfucking podcast, y'all. Y'all already know who the fuck it is. It's your boy Jew, aka the horse racer, aka the bag chaser, aka the milf taker. Yes, sir. And I also got my main man.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Nate on the mic. And welcome to the motherfucking podcast, man.
Yeah.
First announcements, you know what I'm saying? We got to do these affiliates because, none of y'all niggas is really watching to the end. So yeah, let's just be honest here. Let's put this right here. There's also an affiliate that I never mentioned because I didn't know our application was approved.
So
Bluehost is our new affiliate link.
Shout out to Bluehost.
Where you can get domains, you know what I'm saying? I think I got my domain from there, our domain, SSLpodcast.com,
yes, sir.
For $1.99 for the first year. So that's a steal. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Shit.
I mean, of course, you know, linking it to Shopify, and hopefully we can, you know, get some business conversations in with Shopify in the future.
Yeah.
It costs a little bit more money, but you can add max spend $5, you have a full website. At least enough to sell merch and shit like that.
Oh, nigga, what? Oh, but I need that.
All that shit, they have, web design, all that shit. So you check out Bluehost.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Link is going to be down below.
Check them out.
Instacart, you know what I'm saying?
10% off your first order.
Y'all already know, man.
Take all them fees.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, y'all already know. Look, you don't like going to the store. I don't like going to the store. Right? I don't like going and waiting in fast food lines. All right. So how about you just have somebody else do that for you? All right. I'm just saying.
Basically.
Yeah, just give him a little tip.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely tip him though. Like, nah, real shit. Stop playing, bro. Tip
yeah, dead ass. Because we both did that shit, bro. Like, yo, I did 4 orders and I only got literally $5. So I'm gonna need you motherfuckers to learn how to actually tip. Because granted, I do get it. Your meal might be $13, maybe even $30 fucking dollars. I'm gonna need at least 5. Because they ain't feeding a nigga.
Yeah, real talk. Like, I mean, we talked about this before, and not to get too far off the affiliate links, but yo, you order a $30 meal from DoorDash, the driver's getting paid $3 to $4.
Yes.
Without a tip.
So, yeah, make sure you actually tip people if you can.
Yeah, right? Real talk, bro. Like, real talk.
We understand if you can't, but, you know.
I don't understand. Like, you can tip something, my nigga. You can tip something. Real talk. You could tip a dollar at least, my nigga. That'd make that $4 to $5. Like, come on, bro. Y'all being broke. Broke ass niggas.
Weak ass dollar. But also, make sure y'all definitely.
One more thing.
Yeah, definitely make sure y'all tap in with one more. Premium sounding head qualities.
All head right. qualities.
Yes, head qualities. Premium sounding headphones, all right. When I tell you that they are top of the line quality, all right, they're way better than Raycons. Shout out to Raycon, all right.
Yeah.
But they're better than Raycons. I'm sorry. They're better than Raycons, Skullcandies, JBLs. Like, they're better than a lot of the top leading brands. And to be completely honest with you, their battery life on them, second to none, bro. I don't think nobody else is out here beating them when it comes down to that. So, yeah. Y'all definitely tap in. Make sure y'all tell them the boys over here at Short Story Long sent you and shit. So, yeah.
So, yeah, now that we got into all that, got an introduction.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hold on, wait. I got to do one more little shout out. I'm sorry. I got to make sure it's in the beginning. Shout out to my shout out to a couple of old supervisors. Shanika, Juan.
Patricia.
Oh. I just made that shit up. I can't think of anybody else right now. Oh, yeah, and Rebecca as AKA Miss Buttercup. With y'all three, y'all actually taught me the real deal values of leadership and how to actually, like, help people at work. So, just know, shout out to y'all. I always wanted to do that, but, yeah, now it's done. So, yeah. Shout out to y'all if y'all ever see this.
Cool, man. Yeah, shout out to them. So, first things first, let's just go ahead and nip this in the bud. You know, Andrew Tate is hella popular right now, so it's only right that we talk about him as, you know, a part of the media industry. So he has been recently banned.
Him and his Bugattis?
Yes, yes. Now, this is kind of out of nowhere that he was actually banned because, I mean, if it was offensive, it was offensive a long time ago. We let him get to a point where there's like 500 million fucking fan pages and shit. Like, it was already bad a long time ago.
Could you get on that music, though?
So I'm watching Playback. And they brought up an interesting perspective. Because me, before watching that video, I'm thinking, like, okay, this is a good thing. like he's out of here. And though he gave out, like, some pieces of good knowledge within all the toxicity, I mean, do we really need him to be that person to give these niggas the knowledge? Like, why can't it be anybody else?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, that good. Like, that's great. But they brought up the perspective of, yo, women do and can say the wildest things without being silenced like this. And though he says some wild things.
There was somebody that was on TikTok who said black men should be aborted.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, what? And she still is up and running and hasn't been ratioed yet.
To the point where there's women out here making like false allegations and nothing's happening to them.
Literally.
But this man is just saying maybe is his truth. Andrew Tate, I mean, that maybe is his truth. And though it is wild, I don't think it is fair for it to be like, okay, well, this man over here, he's saying some wild things, let's cancel him. But this woman over here that's accusing niggas of being like creeps, like the one in the TikTok video, or saying that we need to abort black babies, or just making generalizations about men. Okay, they're fine. They're not hurting anybody. But the men are the ones that's, you know, driving hate speech and, you know, being bullies online. Like, that's, I think,
if any woman comes out and speaks anything good about a man on social media or exposes women about their bullshit tactics, immediately she gets shut down and shot down, shunned, and also made fun of by women. Not men, women.
Yeah.
So who's really running the narrative here?
I think a lot of times women are confused. I think women are women's biggest enemy.
Yes. Look, men, for the most part, we're simple. Like, we're generally simple. We don't want a lot. Or if we ask for something, we just ask for it. If we get a no, then it's like, all right, well, fuck it. It is what it is. We're just going to figure out another way around it. Like, you know, life is really fairly more simple for us. But for some women...
Yeah. And that's the thing about it, is the inconsistency, like Lo said, like the inconsistency of Andrew Tate getting banned off of social media, but not somebody on the female side getting banned, because there's so many accounts of women saying fucking ridiculous shit and just getting away with it.
Well, look at Brianna. Her ass got ratioed the fuck out of her.
That's equality in its finest right there. No, she got ratioed.
Like a whore.
Yeah, but guess what, though?
She it was by women.
Because she got ratioed because she was talking about a woman. That's why.
Like, yes, and it's like, yo, what the fuck? Like, all right, picture it. Let's say you go to Hardee's, all right, and they forget something that you ordered. Are you really going to go back and have an attitude and be mad about it?
No, but I every woman I've ever been with, whether it's my mom or Shania or my girlfriend, bruh, it's always, no, we can go back in there and, like, get this straight real quick. I'm just like, bruh, no, it's not just literally serious. A five-piece nugget. I don't care.
But okay, they forgot a nugget or they forgot some napkins. It ain't even that big of a deal.
They probably put a tomato on there that wasn't supposed to be on there. Like,
okay, cool.
Like, fuck it, I'll take it off.
I'm pretty sure he was high.
Yeah, yeah, right? It's a fucking fast food job, dog.
Like, you get what you pay for. Like, what the fuck?
Niggas be expecting, like, pristine quality fucking at a fast food restaurant. Like, it's like, niggas... You paying $7 for a 2,000 calorie meal. Like,
oh, Jesus.
What the fuck
are
you talking about?
If you don't get this piece of shit and go back to work.
Right, nigga. Like, what you the fuck? Bruh, you came here for fast food, nigga.
Like, you're arguing with me, but yet you're running out of time on your lunch break, all right? Like, yeah, right? Like, who's really losing out here?
Man, bro. Them niggas that work in those restaurants, I feel for them, bro.
Bro, they go through too much. Ooh.
My bad.
Speaking of fast food, we can really talk about that old guy that got his
rest
block
in peace
knocked
to that
off. That's not funny, but it's like,
rest in peace to that old nigga, man. He did not deserve to die in that
he
situation.
Didn't, but I need to know the context, all right? Because I feel like, as a brother, real shit, I'm not gonna hit no old white man, all right? Not unless it's like, in context, with proper kind, like, bro, he can't just be yelling at me about some fucking badass or I gotta hear a nigger or something. Like, it's gotta be something within that context for me to, like, actually just let him show me how the gangsters do it and just hit his ass and shit. Nah.
Me personally, if it's an old guy, I cannot bring myself to hit him in the face. Like, what, words is gonna hurt you enough to go fucking whop a 67-year-old man?
Hey, everybody has a breaking point. Like, everybody has a breaking point.
Sure. But at the same time, you got to know that every single time you do something or put something out in the universe, that you have to face repercussions for that, whether they're good or bad.
Yeah, that's just accountability, like, one-on-one.
And you're fucking, this dude in this situation is 35. Like, come on.
And I'm pretty sure he had, like, 2, maybe 3 kids.
Yeah, like, this is pathetic. What are we talking about? Like,
you done got locked up before.
Bruh, yes.
At the same job for 10 years, and that got one way. Like, so, all right, and that kind of, I get it. And yes, like, I'm not going to sit here and take away accountability from that man, because one, especially being 35, you should have at least enough
self-control. Emotional awareness.
Yes.
Like, so many more things, so many things that comes with, what I think comes with age, you should have had in that situation, not just crashing out. Now, granted, I get what you're saying. The old dude probably said some racist shit.
Yeah.
He wanted to hit his ass, but he didn't think he was going to kill him.
Oh, God. And like, I would look, I'm, as a person that has worked warehouse jobs and has old niggas, like, talk to me like I'm their son or something like that. Yeah. Like I'm beneath them because I don't know what I'm talking. Yeah, like, bro, what the fuck? Like, bro, I beat your ass, bro. Like, chill the fuck out. Like, real shit. You think, like, just because you're older than me that you know all this good. Like, I get your experience and shit, but chill. It's not that important, all right? Like, it ain't even that big of a deal.
I mean, yeah, that's
but they be
why.
Making
that's,
you want to hit their ass, though. They got the big, some but, okay, old people so got the really, biggest mouths.
Do you really believe it's not that big of a deal if you really want to go to the extent of hitting their ass?
I'm gonna just let you have that one. I'll just let you have that one.
Because that's the truth.
Yeah.
Like, it has to get to you for you to be like, okay, I'm going to settle for hitting his ass. Not just going to walk in the back. Somebody else take the register, bro. I ain't dealing with this old ass nigga. Like, something like that. And you talking about warehouse, bro. Me personally, I ain't worked in a fucking fast food job for more than a week. Or I think 2 weeks.
Like, shit, that's longer than me. I worked at Krispy Kreme's for like 2.5 days, nigga.
Me personally, I can't deal with that shit. So, like, fuck, we talk about perspectives a lot on here. So, to try to sympathize with the, I guess, perpetrator. I don't remember his name. But try to sympathize with him. He probably has had a hard life. He probably got to deal with fucking his bullshit ass Wendy's checks getting garnished from fucking child support. He probably, like, can't get as much opportunities because maybe he has a felony on his record. He probably don't have good credit. Like, and then you got this white old nigga coming to you at the end of the day talking about he ain't got pickles on his hand. That's not the context of the story. I'm just making that up. I get that.
Because y'all just take feel something like, wrong with it.
And at a point, you start to feel like everything is against you because it's like all this fucked up shit is going on. Everything's piling on my head. And then this guy, like, because he's mad about some bullshit. Because, I mean, to be honest, it's probably some bullshit. It's fast food, bro. You get what you pay for, like you said. Like, it's you probably came up there bitching about some bullshit.
And it's like, dude, granted, we all have our own individual problems that we're all dealing with, all right? Just like my HR lady said, look, we all have our own battles. We all have our own demons. But you do have to separate that, you know, when you walk into work. Like, real shit. Like, you really have to learn how to put that shit to the side and be like, all right, I got to do this, get this job done. So then once today is over with, I can go back home and then I can deal with what I have to deal with. Like, the at-home life and shit like that. It's just priorities, dude. Like, real shit.
And understanding that just everybody's perspective is different.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing, just knowing that, okay, well, I didn't even make his burger. So, like, that's not even on me anyway.
At all.
I didn't do this. So.
Dude, I'm in the front. I'm over here, like, dealing with you niggas at the cash register. I don't even touch the food, dude. Yeah. Like, they got my lunch in the back because, like, yeah, right? Somebody else that ordered some food, they just dipped. And they left their card. So, guess what? I'm swiping that bitch. So, but
as much as I want to, like, sympathize with this dude, I don't think in any situation, especially because we are black men, and because white people look at us like we're fucking aggressive. So when niggas do shit like this.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to get close to the mic.
Oh, it sound low?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad, yo. We good?
Yeah. No. Wait. Speak.
Let me tilt that shit. All right. Is that good? It sound lower. It look lower.
Yeah, it look lower.
Do I just got to talk a little louder? Is talking a little louder work?
Do I think you need to talk loud? Into like the actual right, part of the it, microphone. It, yeah. Like you're trying to
no,
be
I'm
different.
Trying to, I'm trying to have more face space in the, oh, in the oh, shot. Okay. So
I get it.
When it's like this, it cover half my face and shit. But
why don't you just move the one filter?
I mean, I guess, but this actually works, though. Like, it actually protects the peas sometimes. The peas. What was I saying, man? But yeah, I do want to sympathize with him. Maybe he did have a hard life, but at the same time, at the end of the day, I don't think most things have to result to violence. I think that true. Because we are black men and because we are looked at like we are the aggressors or we are, like, violent, that this just further proves the point that we are. And that's not the truth. But when you see situations where a 35-year-old Wendy's worker is fucking whopping a fucking 67-year-old, and where you see, like I said, the Will Smith situation, you see him slap the shit out of Chris Rock, just whoosh.
Like, God damn, he smacked the shit out of Chris Rock. You don't even know what he got slapped out.
Like, stuff like that further perpetuates that black people are violent, and it just leaves a bad stain on black people in general. Well, like,
I think white people are more violent than us, like, honestly.
I mean, that's
have
your
you
perspective.
Seen, like, some white on white crime?
I mean, not
like,
often.
They be fighting over meth.
I don't see that often.
I'm not saying all white people. Like, I'm just saying I saw a video on YouTube.
I mean,
okay?
White crime is like, I mean, well, nobody calls it that, like I said last time. Like, that shit does happen.
We're going to make that a thing. Yeah, white on white crime.
that definitely does happen, but, I mean, that's not really relevant. it's just not, man. I think there's just there's a higher standard that black men in general should hold themselves to. Basically, that's what I'm saying. I don't feel like getting emotional over a fucking Wendy's burger is just the right way to do it, man.
At all. Then, yeah, I can respect
and I don't give a fuck how, like, white men or Asian men carry themselves. I'm specifically talking about black people. Because, like I said, because of history, we are looked at to be this way, and we are looked at to be less than, and we are looked at, we're stigmatized.
Facts.
So we have to uphold ourselves in a certain way, or else we continuously perpetuate what people already believe about us. And that's that on that, man.
Yeah. Well, just to end that off,
rest in peace to the old nigga, man.
Yeah, rest in peace to the old white nigga.
Keep your hands up next time.
Dumbass. Oh, shit. You better bob and weave. Cold blooded. Look, just real shit. in all honesty, as an adult or as just a man in general, learn how to keep your anger or keep your emotions in control. All right? Like, learn, once you become the master of your emotions, then you will be all right. So, yeah. That's all I got on that, motherfuckers.
Damn, there's something else I want to talk about.
Why don't you plug it into a laptop?
Yeah, I'm gonna do that in the meantime, but it be going dead while it's on the laptop and shit. Yeah, that I mean. Yo, that's so fucking crazy. We could talk about fucking Quando Rondo situation.
I barely know anything about it. I just heard.
So he was in you got that yada da da mean.
I can't get no taste. No, it's not on me.
But so basically Quando Rondo was riding around West Hollywood with his homie and somebody decided to spray the car. That's basically the simple version of this.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna give any names or anything like that.
Yeah, I did see the video where he was like, No. Yeah. I'm just like, damn. And then somebody get in the comments.
Yeah, see, that's my biggest problem is the comments, because it gets weird when now we have literally thousands of niggas quoting Dirk lyrics or saying, oh, this what you get. When Quando Rondo didn't even do nothing, he just got fired off on his homie shot him.
Nah. This is what Quando Rondo did. He was claiming that body. Like, he was literally, like, claiming that body in songs and shit, like, real shit. So, the only reason why motherfuckers would even get on his ass like that.
But the thing is, like, immediately.
Allegedly.
But immediately, people thinking, oh, this is OTF. This is Dirk people. First of all, y'all snitches.
That's why I'm so glad Dirk ain't doing shit. Because if he did, obviously, he would be the prime fucking suspect.
Yeah. Like, most definitely. It would be the dumbest thing for Dirk to do if he actually decided to do. It would be the dumbest thing he would do. He would be the first person that they would seek out for. Me personally, if I'm theorizing, I think it was just some other beef. I don't think it had anything to do with
just,
Dirk.
Yeah, just something in the streets that,
But the thing is, like, the fans are too involved. Like, why do we even have these? And I went to this nigga page, and I was like, wow, this is the nigga that's over here riding for Dirk this hard? Like, nigga, you don't know these niggas, man. Were you fucking, you are grown as fuck with kids. Why are we doing this right now? Like, fans are way too involved, bro.
You
like,
can believe whatever you want. I got your folks hit. Uh-huh.
Like, that's so goddamn goofy to me. First of all, to see that video when I first seen it, to get on, like, a personal level, I felt his pain. Because that was me when my mom first called me and told me my brother died. Like, it was just immediate screaming, like, what the fuck? So, I like, at that point, even though I don't fuck with Quando Rondo, well, not to say I don't fuck with him, but I don't listen to his music and like, nothing like that.
I get it.
I don't follow his character and nothing like that. But I felt that moment. So, I was like, when I went to the comments, because I always do this, I need to stop, because sometimes there's, y'all niggas have nothing to say that's valuable to anybody.
Well, obviously, like,
yeah,
social media gives everybody this entitled feeling and feeling like their opinion matters.
Yeah, real talk. And me, they thinking, like, now that you put it that way, I kind of give them that validation.
Literally, you're giving them that power.
Yeah, so I really need to stop doing that, at least on specific posts. But you go to the comments and you see, like, he literally just witnessed his homie die right next to him. And niggas clowning him. I'm like, yo, this is the goofiest shit I ever seen.
That's some demon shit.
Y'all niggas, it's not even like, because it's not demon shit. You could say whatever you want and not be a demon. Like, you could type shit on your phone and not be a demon. Y'all don't feel this or understand
demon
it.
Demon activity.
Nah, I just think it's fucking fake. Flawed,
fake
goofy
demon
as fuck,
activity.
Dick riding ass shit like that. I don't think it's demon activity at all. Y'all ain't riding on shit. Y'all ain't sliding on shit.
Okay.
Y'all niggas just bitch ass niggas in the comments. Like,
yeah, pretty much.
That's
pretty
all
much.
This is
in North Dakota.
Yeah, dead ass. Y'all bitches got y'all on child support, all types of shit,
on some
nigga.
Fucking Flacco shit.
Y'all just regular ass niggas that just live vicariously through these rappers, and y'all just like, yeah, nigga, my nigga Dirk did that hit. Like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Like, why you even call him your nigga, bro?
He don't know you.
Like, bro, that's that. It. I'm gonna find it, and I'm gonna find the actual definition. It's when somebody, it's a disassociation syndrome when a fan basically watches interviews and stuff like that, and they feel like
they know him.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's exactly how it is. And honestly speaking, at a point in my life, yeah, I felt that about
a few like rappers for sure.
Yeah, and I had to realize, dude, you can't do that. You really don't know. These people are telling you whatever the fuck they want you to know. All right, like real shit. Look at Chris Brown. We all know that nigga sniffing dope. We all know that shit. He tell us, nah, I ain't doing that. I just, you know, I got ADHD and shit. Nigga, I know a crackhead when I see
one. We seen you in that Lizzo video, nigga. Like, nah, you went to break dance on her ass.
Wait, you want to take a picture? Oh, Wait, I gotta dance real quick.
No, bro. Just disclaimer, ain't nothing wrong with Chris Brown doing a little coke.
Bro, you've been in the business industry, the music industry for over 20 years. I'm pretty sure everybody in the music industry has touched a little bit of Book of Sugar.
Yeah, never tell y'all niggas about it.
OMG, look at Bruno Mars.
Nah, Bruno Mars got arrested for coke, though.
Yeah, but he had to go to rehab. And he came back. And
you seen his fucking mugshot? That nigga was too happy to get locked up. that's that face when you know you're getting out.
He was like, y'all think I'm about to see here, bitch? I'm Bruno motherfucking Mars.
I'm about to post bail immediately.
Bro, what? You remember when I said I'd catch a grenade for you? Guess what? A bitch gonna catch this grenade too. No, fuck God, you, nigga. She about to bail me out.
Cash at me about 10 grand. Get that 10% out.
Fuck you. Like, don't play with him.
Who was he talking about? These fucking fans and shit.
Yeah,
man. If you're a fan of somebody's music, and maybe you feel it like in a certain way, just because you can relate to some of the shit they're saying. I get that, but when you start to like lose touch of reality, or lose touch that of the thought that these people are actually human beings, that's when it gets weird. Like at the end of the day, no matter what Quando Rondo did, I didn't hear him claiming that body. Probably heard about him bringing up Lil Tim catching that body, but I didn't hear it, so I can't say for sure. But at the end of the day, this nigga is a human. Like, but on the other side, because I don't think this is OTF, it could just be some street shit that he did back in the day.
True.
Coming back to haunt him.
True.
All the way in West Hollywood.
And for the most part, that's exactly how it is for most street niggas. That's why I commend 21. He doesn't do a whole bunch of flashy shit. He doesn't do a whole bunch of parlaying around and politicking with a whole bunch of rappers and shit. Nah, he does what he does. He stays in his zone. He stays in his own lane, and he keeps it the fuck pushing. Yeah. Because he knows at the end of the day, the shit that I did back then could come back and haunt me. That's why I'm not about to get on the internet and do all this wild ass shit.
Yeah.
Like all these other fuck niggas.
I believe that. I mean, if 21 Savage did something and somebody knew about it, he still could get touched too.
Yeah, no matter where he at. Anybody can get touched. Yeah. Like shit, I'm touching myself right now. Like but look, realistically speaking, it's really not hard to get anybody touched. All right.
To get back on topic though, because it's not really about his homie dying. Because like I said, it could just be some street shit. Because Quando was obviously the target.
Yeah.
It could just be some street shit that caught up to him. We don't know. That's speculation. We just know his homie died and Quando's all right. That's all we know. But my thing is about the fans. It's like it gets really weird when we have a generation of niggas that really believe in this bullshit, when we all know, at least self-aware and mature adults know, that This music is just fake. Like it's not niggas actually popping 60 perks.
Oh God!
It's not niggas actually doing drive bys every day or selling drugs.
I just did 60 Percocets with some strippers.
Like you think these rappers is really doing this stuff? Like you're delusional.
Shit, Future already said, bro. I just do like 5 Zans a day. All right,
that's
I just
a lot. Keep pushing.
Nah, I don't think he said that.
Oh, I was saying, damn, so, nigga, that's a fucking lot of fucking Zans, bro.
Like, bro, you be sleep.
What the fuck? Yeah,
all the time.
Dead ass. How you make music? But now, that would make sense, bro. If he pops 5 Zans a day, his music makes more sense now.
Journey, my journey. That's shit. Well, look, that's all I got on that. RIP Quando Rondo's homie. in later news, on later episodes, we'll definitely cover deep details about that untimely demise. But until then, RIP, we're definitely sending healing energy to his family and Quando Rondo's camp. I still don't fuck with Quando Rondo's music like that.
Yeah, but, me neither.
Yeah, but RIP, because that shit is still fucked up at the end of the day.
RIP to his homie, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying RIP to Quando.
Yeah, no, I was just clarifying.
Should have hit that nigga, but instead of like, all right, that's fucked up. I'm not going to wish death on the nigga. I don't even know. But it's like, bro, how you just get your ass beat up, all right? And then somebody just up the blick on a nigga. Like, he ain't, bro, that's some hoe shit. But either way it goes, like, later in the news. So, apparently, it was a pastor that was mad at his congregation because they didn't go to Sam's Club and spend $700 on a Movado watch and give it to him. And he called them broke, busted, and disgusting. All right? He said, I'm not worth y'all Chick-fil-A money. Wait, no. He said, I'm not worth y'all McDonald's money. I'm not worth y'all Red Lobster money. I ain't worth y'all Louis Vuitton money. Y'all ain't hearing me. Then, like, a Movado watch is at Sam's Club. And I've been asking since last year. Yes, you have.
Wait, what? You tell him, Pastor.
y'all ain't hearing me. let me talk to some of my broke sons and daughters. Like, yo, what?
So the great thing about those videos you showed me about it is that, or that video you showed me about it is that there was at least one lady, one pastor that was saying, this is embarrassing.
Yes, that's stupid.
So it shows you for sure that this is not indicative of the whole Christian belief.
Oh, yeah, most by far.
So with that being said, though, yo, I keep saying this. It is the worst thing when people that are, I'm not saying he's corrupt. I don't really know. Maybe he just wanted to watch.
Nah, he's corrupt. Nah, fuck that. That's some corrupt shit.
I don't think he is as corrupt as the last pastor we talked about that had like 400,000.
Oh, yeah, the one that got like robbed.
He was corrupt, obviously. Like, this nigga just wanted to watch. I don't know if it was as bad as we, you know, as the other situation.
I just feel when it comes down to being a leader of a flock, you should not be trying to pick and choose or give a Christmas list of what you want, a wish list, like an Amazon wish list to your congregation. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that is completely immoral. Like, yeah,
I do agree with you. And in that sense, yes, he is corrupt. I just don't think it's as bad as a lot of situations.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
Like, when
just
niggas
like,
straight fucking niggas wise.
Yeah, like, you had the other two that was agreeing with them. Now,
I'm not saying I'm co-signing them, though, but in the Bible, it does say, like fuck, like, man, what? Come on. I'm not trying to disrespect you, but what? Come on.
And then he's trying to market Christianity. Like, dude.
I do feel like you got to be appealing, because if the pastor's not in the church flossing and glossing.
Yeah, if he don't look good, then I just feel like that makes the whole body of Christ looks bad.
Like what the fuck? What the fuck are we talking about?
We want Christianity to appeal, you know, to people because we don't want to appear as broke. I'm like, what?
Yo, and he tried to bring up the Jews just because Jews are, you know, infamously.
Oh yeah.
They you know, manage their money properly. It's been, you know, it's a true thing. It may be a stereotype, but it's generally true. Yeah.
If you want to keep your money, get a Jew accountant.
That's so irrelevant. How could you say you're trying to be appealing for Christianity? How does that make sense? Like, no, explain that to me right now.
Shit, you asking me, motherfucker. I don't know.
I'm trying to get it. I'm really trying to get it. Wait, I mean, I already think it's weird.
Creepy smile.
Oh, yeah, right.
Nah, dude.
I'm really trying to get it. I already think it's weird that, you know, people tend to be like super. They go in with their fucking Louis V belts and they try to go into church looking real nice. Seen it a lot.
Got the Hermes belt on. Yeah, and shit. Yeah.
I already think that's weird. But to be asking for like frivolous things like a watch from like your people is so weird to me, bro.
Wait, first of all, how much is a Hermes belt? Let me look that up real quick.
Are you looking it up?
Yeah.
I imagine they cheap now.
They gotta be.
The saddest part is about that video too, though, is that some people follow.
God damn,
this shit's expensive,
bruh. $2,000, nigga. $675, nigga.
I'm telling you, back in high school, nobody was paying that much.
Fuck.
That's some new shit, I guess. Because nobody was paying that much money.
Who's paying $900 for a belt?
Nah, not me. That's like rich nigga activity.
Even if I'm a rich nigga, I'm not doing that. What?
Yeah, I can't relate to that at all.
You think fucking Steve Jobs did that? No. He rocked Old Navy. He probably had one.
You know, you always got to have that one outfit.
Nigga, that one suit. You can't just have one. If you get one, you got to get two.
I mean, what rule book is that, nigga?
That's just my rule book.
I mean, I see it. I get it.
Yeah, you got to have
a nigga like Steve Jobs and like fucking, what's his name? Mark Zuckerberg. Like, I'm pretty sure them niggas 99% of the time is just wearing jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah, it's
and then like, they got that Dapper Dan suit.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. But the weird thing about that video, too, is that some people follow so blindly that they can't see the wrong in what he's saying.
Yes, Lord.
She in the back just agreeing with fucking everything. And I'm like, yo, this nigga's asking y'all for a fucking watch. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
He can sit here and say, yeah, I'm about to lay hands on your ass in the back. Yep, he sure is. Yep, he about to beat that bitch ass. Like, what? Like,
bro, you can't be so blind, bro. I get it. Christianity it means a lot to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I'm not dissing it. But I'm just saying, you got to open up your eyes to certain things and realize. And also, to be clear, this is not about a Christian belief. This is about specific churches and specific
corrupt pastors.
Yeah, this is what this is about. And you got to be like, you got to open up your eyes and be more aware to when your pastor is corrupt and he's asking y'all for fucking frivolous bullshit.
Yeah, like, it's just like
and judging y'all by the decisions that y'all make when only God can judge.
Dead ass. It's just like the fucking law. It's like law enforcement. You know you're going to have bad cops and you know you're going to have good cops. But just because a bad cop does something doesn't mean you can't trust all cops. No, it's that. It's those bad cops that you can't trust. There's always going to be good cops, just like there's always going to be good pastors out here that actually genuinely care about you and care about your family and your spiritual walk in Christ.
Yeah.
So never get the message misconstrued just because of these corrupt pastors. All right, like real spiel.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, rightfully so, the people that do, and I get what you're saying, for the most part, you can't put bad pastors in the boat. I mean, put bad and good pastors in the boat and say they are bad. Because bad apple does not spoil the whole bunch.
At all. Whoever made that. Look, if you have a bad apple and it's in a fucking, like, basket full of apples that's fresh and shit, you just pick that bitch up and move it. Yeah. All right? Like, real spill. If you leave it there for, like, a couple weeks, it's definitely going to spoil the whole bunch.
Yeah,
it's definitely going to do all that shit.
Yeah.
But yeah. Just throw that motherfucker.
Yeah. For sure. Enough bad apples can spoil the whole bunch, for sure.
Don't God. Can't even make a pie.
Yeah. Don't God. Nigga, what you going to do with that? Can't even make applesauce, nigga.
Can't even make no apple butter.
Like, can't do shit, bro. That shit, the whole thing is spoiled. But not rightfully so, though, because like I said, these are power positions. Police officers pretty much do whatever the fuck they want.
Yes.
We see them like fucking driving 100 in a 45. Like
dead ass. Oh my God. In a 45 going fucking 80 and 90 miles.
I'm thinking I'm speeding. Them niggas just like, yeah.
No light on.
Oh God. At all. It's like, it feels like, even if it's not true, it feels like cops can do whatever they want. So when there's cops in these positions that's fucked mentally, or they're just more immoral. Why is there an alarm for 6:51? That's so goddamn dumb. Like, what the fuck, bro?
That's the most randomest alarm. Yes, ever, it nigga. Is.
I think.
Yeah. Oh, probably because you got a call. Or, like, not call, but that alarm or some shit. Oh, motherfucker. Want me to pause it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sure. Well, my bad for being a slut.
God damn it.
All right, what in the hell are we talking
nigga,
about?
Nigga, fuck Barbara Bush.
What?
Who? I don't know. I just had it like the fucking spaz out moment.
But I guess to wrap up that note, because I remember what he's talking about now.
Yeah.
We weren't talking about cops. We were talking about pastors.
Yeah.
And cops was relevant to that. I get it, though. Seeing, like, popes and shit molest kids, it can make you have this bad perception. Matter of fact, bump all that. Anime, right? You watching an episode of, let's say, My Hero or something. That's the first thing I can think of. And it's just some, as your homie walks in, he sees you, like, a whole, like, you seen the RDC World skit? Yeah. He walk in, it looked like it's, like, hentai, basically.
Yeah.
But that's not the show, but from his perspective, this is like, what anime is. Oh, nigga,
you watching porn?
Yeah. And he thinks now this is what anime is, just because his perspective of RIT was bad. So, like, I get why people have that. Like, you can't ask anybody to deny their perspectives, especially if you probably was one of those niggas grow up in a corrupt church, which I haven't seen it. My family was more so in the one family church throughout their entire lives, still to this day. So I haven't seen corruption to that level. But I did grow up seeing, like, indiscrepancies with basically a lifestyle, which is Christianity.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know,
being very double standard-ish.
Come up with your own, you know, not theories.
Come up with your own interpretations on a religion or a following.
Or any idea in general, right? Really. Yeah. Like, don't ever be kind of manipulated by the internet, by maybe corruption that you, because that'd be the most bold thing, is the corruption. We don't never see the good things that happen inside of churches or cops.
Yeah, because the public, the media actually publicizes more negative acts than positive. So realistically speaking, we all know that negative shit was more controversial.
Just like with hip hop, beef sells.
Yeah.
Like, negativity is what's popular. Like, that's just what it is. That's why Andrew Tate is huge.
Yeah, that's why Charleston White is huge.
Yes. Negativity has always been just popular, and it's easy to get manipulated by these news sources or, you know, media sources.
Most fucking definitely. Most definitely. So just do your own due diligence. Do your own due diligence and research, and come up with your own subjective idea on religion or your own ideology on that.
Yeah, definitely, man. Yeah. Definitely.
But other than that shit, we also still got Charleston White in the news.
We could talk about fucking Young Thug being sued by his jewelers.
What? 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 Yo. No! What?
This is so fucking
free
sad.
Thugger, motherfucker.
No, like, stop.
Free that boy.
Bro, okay, so.
Free the slime.
The thing was, Young Thug, Boston Jewelry, right? And if fans don't know, because I know y'all perception is all out of whack sometimes.
Yeah.
A lot of times these rappers are not buying jewelry $150,000, $300,000 outright.
Oh, hell no. It's always a payment.
Yeah, they're basically putting payments down each month or however their payment plan go.
Yeah.
And he owed money on this jewelry. So, since nobody expects Young Thug to get out. I mean, we was thinking maybe he'd get out in January once his, you know, trial come. But now it's like everybody's thinking, okay, after all this, when his trial did come, he's serving some time. Like, at least some time. Or it's going to get postponed. But he's going to be serving some time.
Yeah, I feel like they're going to postpone it until, like, June, maybe July next year.
That'd be so tough. Wow.
Yes. But they're trying to get all the money they can out of him.
Yeah. And his jewelry company is basically in the same mindset I'm on. Like, this nigga not getting out. So they was like, you know what? He still owes money on that jewelry. Let's go ahead and try to collect on that. Let's go ahead and file this lawsuit.
Bruh, how you going to file a lawsuit? God damn it, bruh. How you going to file a lawsuit on somebody who's behind bars, dude? Like, what the fuck? Like, how does that even work?
Yeah, shit for that. I ain't going to lie. That's like, so tough.
Now, that is cold blood. Like, real shit. Yo. What is wrong with you people?
Yeah, that's
like,
tough.
Damn.
As fuck. I ain't gonna lie. That's fucked up.
Like, damn. Look, I'm just saying, all right. being a jeweler, you should at least try to keep some type of good relationship with him. Okay, I understand. Money is definitely involved, and that's
the whole entire business.
Yeah, that's basically the whole rule of business. All right, completely understandable. But if you show just a tad bit more empathy, that would get more black artists or black celebrities to actually come fuck with you. So by you doing that, you really have fucked yourself.
That's a good point.
Like, I'm just saying.
That's a good point.
I'm just saying, like, bruh.
Them seeing the other rappers seeing them trying to file a lawsuit against Young Thug for some jewelry would make them not want to go to him.
At all. Like, think if Johnny Dane did some shit like that.
Yeah, he would.
Do you think any black rapper would ever fuck with him ever again?
First of all, Johnny Dang's so big, I think he'd be knowledgeable that this can fuck up his reputation.
Yes.
Like, filing that lawsuit.
Like, I'm pretty sure Johnny Dang would have been the type of jeweler, been like, you know what? It's cool. Don't even worry about it. I'll send some money to your family so at least while you're locked up, they'll at least have something.
If not even that, it's just at least charging that chain to the game.
Yes.
Like, okay, because cool. You can't do it right now. You fucked up.
All or right, make cool. a free Young Thug piece.
Yeah.
Like, shit, and just like have it in the fucking jewelry store on like a display counter or something like that. Like, dude, there was so many different ways you could have went around this. Like, not around it, but about it. Like, come on, dude.
You really got a good point. I actually haven't thought of it that way. But, like, this goes back to people being super self-serving, like I was talking about in the last podcast. Like, at the end of the day, when some fucked up shit happened to you, people are going to be looking like, just like the jewelers, what's going to happen to my money?
Yeah.
Just like the other niggas in the case that's snitching. Oh, what's going to happen to my family when I get locked up? So they end up fucking snitching, or they end up filing lawsuits because they only thinking about themselves. And that's when this whole gang shit, and you know, the jeweler's not a part of the gang shit, but it's, you know, it's still involved with what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's why all that shit end up crumbling, because it's like, everybody at the end of the day not going to think about your reputation or you being able to make music or you being able to take care of your family. They're going to think about, oh, what's going to happen to me at the end of the day?
True.
And that's just how it goes, man. It's hard to see Young Thug really going so down like this. Like, he is going down, and it's so sad. I would have never thought, like, back in the day when Young Thug first popped off, 2014, 2015, that he would be in this situation this far in his career.
Facts.
Like, this is crazy. I ain't gonna lie. This is really some movie shit, bro.
Yes.
That's when you start really thinking that life is a simulation, because this shit was crazy.
It's like, bro? Like, how?
Yeah.
But look, just to wrap that up, look, for any jewelers, business ventures, well, just big businesses in general, all right, always have somebody in your morals, like, department or whatever, the moral affairs or some shit,
or
like
just
that.
Marketing. They don't even have to be moral. They should just know that if we file this lawsuit, Young Thug, or not Young Thug, but people that may fuck with Young Thug or people in the industry may not fuck with us, because it's a bad look. That's just PR.
You have to understand, Young Thug is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, Atlanta rapper.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Atlanta rapper. All right, like, real shit.
I'm about to say, bro, like, nah. I can't even give you that. Yeah, Atlanta rapper.
Yeah, that's why I said that. Yeah. Like, so you have to realize Atlanta is like the social networking capital. All right, Atlanta is big as shit, but it's small as fuck, and in the same regards. Yeah. All right, so just know, a lot of artists that fuck with Thug, or at least fuck with Thug's camp, is not gonna fuck with you anymore. And I hope and pray to God it wasn't Icebox, because if it was, boy, y'all are shit out of luck. Y'all are just gonna have like the Bezos niggas coming to y'all. Like, that's it, and they just want a bracelet.
I mean, well, like we say, man, it's all about perspective though too, because
true,
they gotta get their money. Like, shit,
I ain't mad at it.
We're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars that he's still ain't paid off. So,
dude, I'm pretty sure you're gonna make that again. You're gonna make that something. You just have to. It's called a business expense, a business loss.
How much do you think it costs for them to make those changes? How much do you think they actually downed in making that change?
That one chain, I'm pretty sure
it's time, as far as money and resources.
Yeah, that's something you can't get back. Resources, granted, yeah, you are right, but I still feel at the end of the day, I'm not gonna say I feel, I do feel that as a jeweler, you still have back stock inventory. Like, you're still, like, you can still claim a lot of this shit on your taxes. Yeah. Like, dead ass. So it's always ways around it. Now, not saying that, okay, yeah, somebody owes me money, you should just, you know, chuck it as an L to the game and just keep pushing, like,
just every situation. Just because a lot of people fuck with him. Like, that's like, not really
good point. Fuck that. Granted, completely understandable. But, again, like I said before, dude, by you doing this, it's a bad look on your company.
Yeah, I agree with
that. A lot of artists are not going to fuck with you like that.
I agree with that. But on the other hand, I do think it's a business. And, you know, they kind of almost have to do it. Like, they just can't be down all these time, all this time, resources, and money.
Yeah, and we are
just
in
because
a pandemic.
Just because everybody fuck with them, so that'd be a bad look. Like, no, at the end of the day, we got to get our money because we run a business. And if we don't run the business properly, we're going to fucking fail.
True.
We didn't take all these years to get to this point just to be charging fucking $300,000 change to the game.
But if your business is literally like in the balance of one person, that's an L on your part, dude. You can't even blame Thug for that, bro. That's just y'all sorry ass fuck. Like, real shit. Like, ain't no fucking way. Yeah, it's one nigga that's gonna make or break your company. Like, that means you haven't
not
been
even
doing
just the
your
nigga, but the chain.
Like, talking about like one you chain. Haven't been doing your job right, right?
Yeah, real talk though.
Like, yo, that is some dumbass shit to me. I'm sorry, that's stupid. Like, why again? You're trying to sue a nigga that's behind bars. This man is probably about to be facing 6 to 10 to 20 fucking years. Yeah. How the fuck is it?
I mean, that's really the perfect time to sue him, though. Because it's like, you know he about to face hella fucking time. So it's like, why not get this money before he go to the prison? He's only in jail right now, I believe.
Yeah, I think he's in Fulton County.
Yeah. So it's like, why not? Shit.
Yeah, free that boy.
I know that man ain't getting out, nigga. Like, what the fuck are we talking about? That boy ain't getting out, man. I'm sorry to say.
You should make a compilation video.
And if he come out, I'm going to freak that. Yo, if he, yeah, right?
Like, he ain't getting out.
Yo. I feel stupid as fuck if he end up getting out in January, but, bro.
I'd be like, they freed that boy.
I doubt it.
They freed the slime.
Bro, niggas is to the point where niggas in witness protection now because, you know, it came out on the internet. Niggas snitching.
Yeah. So and like, is actually, like, documented.
Yeah, too. He going to testify type shit. So this is already bad. Like,
yeah, it's a really, really, really bad look.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's going to be dug into a hole to where I don't even know if he can actually get out of it.
Yeah, no way. And it's going to be just like Bobby Shmurda. He's going to come out with some new music.
Nah, hell nah.
And niggas gonna be like, what the fuck?
Nah, I feel like Thug going to be Thug when he come back out, bro. Nah, fuck all that.
Bro,
right?
But my thing is the...
trying to put my dick inside your bed.
The game changed so much, like we said, bro. Like, who would have thought 10 years ago that the sound would be like it is now?
Bruh, it's
or
10
years before that the sound's gonna be like it was then. So
bruh,
it's like,
he said he wanna be on Rodeo and having them like riding Chanel bikes.
First of all, in 10 years, Thug gonna be what? Like almost 40 or some shit?
Look at 2 Chainz. He be still dropping bars.
2 Chainz, all right, though. I ain't gonna shit on 2 Chainz. Like, 2 Chainz do his thing, though.
Yeah, I'm like, but you trying to give him 2 Chainz the ass face. Like, what the fuck?
Nah, 2 Chainz, he been the same for his whole career, so it's not, like, anything different.
Yeah, but your expectations aren't too high when it comes down to 2.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't even think 2 Chainz and Young Thug is on the same level, because Young Thug's creativity is just way beyond his.
Yeah.
But, like, 10 years from now, who knows what the sound is going to be? So it's like, is Young Thug gonna be able to mesh well to what we gonna have in 10 years? At least 10 years? Cause shit, he's facing life.
I hope the guy that doesn't switch over and convert to like he's that music.
He come out fucking gyrating his hips. Niggas gonna be like, oh hell nah.
I'm gonna go get my titties done.
Imagine he stayed true to that. Imagine he stayed true to that and get to prison and get his titties done.
Oh, shit.
Would you lose
like,
respect
what?
For him though?
Yes. By golly, man.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You niggas is crazy.
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
Man, yeah, that but today, man, it's been a good conversation. I think we could here, man. I'm going to go ahead and end it here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we had a pretty good episode this time. Yeah.
But thank y'all for tuning in, man. It's been your boy Nate. You get up.
Oh, wait. Let's talk about the fights real quick. Like,
ooh, okay,
end that
yeah,
off.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to end it off real quick.
So, I'm just gonna talk about the last three fights. Jose Aldo. Oh no, the last two fights. Jose Aldo versus Dvalishvili was a terrible fight. The Weasel. Shout out to Weasel. He does fight analysis.
Yeah.
I don't think. I think he was kind of missing what was going on a little bit. I do think that Merab was stalling a lot. He wasn't getting any takedowns. First of all, Jose Aldo being 30, I think he's 37 or something like that.
Damn.
For him to be that age, and he fought off maybe 14 takedowns, 12 to 14.
He a real one for that.
Bro, didn't get taken down once. Like, for him to be that age and still do that and be down a weight from his original weight class, impressive. But that fight was pretty fucking boring, and I was actually disappointed in seeing Valish really win. I mean, it is what it is, though. Yeah. But the Luke Rockhold, yeah, I was so happy to see him retire. That was the worst, and everybody give him credit. I get it. He showed his lion heart. He went out there. It was even a point in the fight where he literally, his face is bloody as fuck. His nose leaking blood. They get to the ground, and Luke Rockhold rubs all his fucking blood.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like literally rubs all the blood on Paulo Costa. That was fucking, that was gnarly.
That's gangster.
Like, that was some gnarly ass shit right there. But, yo, to be honest,
white gangster shit. Like,
yeah, I don't right.
Think a black gangster doing
it. You know, this thing is, Luke Rockhold is actually a polo model. Like, he don't actually need to fight. He's been choosing to fight, and I'm really happy to see him retire because of that fact. He don't need to do this shit, but yeah, he's still out here trying to prove himself or whatever the case is, and try to get back to that title. But that performance was terrible. He had good moments, but he gassed out in one round to the point where mid fight he'd be walking away from the opponent. He's so gassed. I'm like, yo, this is bad. And don't get me wrong, fans, like, you know, he's a warrior, blah 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 blah.
That's a shitty look.
Yeah, it's, yo, being a warrior or being tough in fighting is not necessarily a good thing. Like,
yeah, like,
that's,
dude,
just basically cold
in,
from he takes a lot of damage.
Yes. Like, dude, you came in, you did what you had to do. Leave the fucking sport.
Yes, bro.
Like,
you make,
leave it alone. Don't be Brett Favre,
bro. Like, you don't need to take this damage. And
or Tom Brady.
For him to say at the end of the fight, like, yo, I can't do this shit anymore. Like, I'm fucking old. Like, he basically just said that. I'm fucking old. And I was like, you know what? After that shit performance and I was going fucking roast you, I can respect that.
Yeah.
I can respect, especially as an athlete in a sport like fighting, where it's almost super personal, that you can know when it's time to hang it up because you can't compete anymore. So that was I guess bittersweet moment because nigga 37, you don't want to see him fucking get rocked like that.
Oh, hell no. Like, bro, all his fucking brain fluid just swishing around like fucking raging water.
And he
shit.
Got knocked out in his past like 2-3 fights.
Orbital bone keep getting
But Kamaru Usman versus fucking Leon Edwards.
Nigga.
Oh my God.
Yo, I fell asleep before I could actually watch the fight, and I went back and watched the highlights. Oh my God. Gosh, this nigga Usman was dominating him the whole round. All right, the entire five rounds, just dominating this man.
I think he lost one round. I think he lost the first round because the first round Leon Edwards landed a takedown, and through that takedown, he's basically on top for a majority of the round.
Yeah.
So I think Leon Edwards won the first round. Every round after that, at least before the knockout, Usman was clearly winning.
Yeah, because he kept taking him down.
Easily, and it was getting easier and easier.
Oh, Jesus.
It was getting easier and easier to take him down.
Straight
to the
floor.
Scoop his legs from under, right on the ground.
Dead ass.
But the thing about it is, the Weasel point this out, Usman is not a jiu-jitsu fighter. Because if he was, he would have took the back. But you would notice in the fight, well, you didn't really watch the fight, but if you would notice in the fight, he'd hang on to the side of Leon Edwards to drag him back down rather than just taking the back, which is clearly there, and getting a choke. Because Usman's not a choke fighter. He's not a submission fighter. He doesn't shoot. He doesn't go for submissions. He goes for ground and pound. But
if he would have went for that submission, he would have won.
Yeah, I believe so, too. But that's just not really his style. And he's kind of a sloppy striker, too. Also, interesting fact about that, which I didn't see in the moment, but Leon Edwards, every time he threw, he basically hit Usman.
Yeah.
Like literally, every time he actually threw something out, he was catching him. I feel like Usman's defense was kind of lacking, But he got away with it because his pressure is so dominant. Yes. Like, he's going to keep you on your heels fight.
That's that Ugandan strength.
Yes. The whole fight, you backing up towards the cage, take you down, boom, 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 you get back up, take you down again.
Like, yeah, he was trying to show you the way.
Yeah. he's putting that pressure on the nigga.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, he was not playing.
And just to be taken out by a fucking head, a 50-50 head kick.
Now, I got to give credit to Leon Edwards because the fact that he faked it, because I think it's more so Usman's fault. He fell for the feint. He fell for the setup. Leon threw out the jab, didn't throw it out full extension. It was just a fake jab, halfway extension. Then he threw out the right hand or the left hand because he's southpaw. Threw that left hand out. Because he did that, Usman decided to dip on the outside. In boxing, you would dip on the outside of the punch so you can counter over the top.
Yeah.
Over, straight punches.
Yeah.
Because he did that, as Leon Edwards' hand is out, he went up for the left head kick, and it was perfect. It was just like the, Deion situation. He went right into the kick. It was almost exactly the same. He went right into the kick. My hand was out like this. I didn't do a 1-2, but my hand was out like this, doing a switch kick, and he went right into it. Maybe trying to duck outside of the punch.
And just dove into it.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened. And Usman went straight into that kick. Yo, live, you could just see sweat just fly off his face.
Oh, damn.
Like, it was so savage. And I was like, I was so speechless. Like, after four rounds and 4 minutes, 1 minute left. Yo, that head kick just changed the game. Like, my heart sunk on some shit. Because I'm like, yo, Usman,
he came this far.
Yes.
Like,
he literally was tying.
And it was no respect either. They ain't dap up or nothing.
Yes, bro. Like, he was tying George St. Pierre's record for most title to fight wins, biggest win streak. Now all that shit starts over. Now yes. he's not near that anymore.
At all.
Like, bro.
He's still, I would say a top tier fighter. Oh, or yeah, athlete, sure. But his pride's hit. His pride is definitely hit. In the rematch, we definitely got to see some blood.
This is where you see.
We got to see some blood.
This is where you see, like, his true mentality and how willing he is to
how
go in
there. How
much
you really want it.
Yeah, because after getting knocked out like that, I mean, you got to feel something.
Oh,
like,
most fucking
this
definitely.
This was your moment to beat out the win streak and everything. This is your moment.
And you dropped the bag.
At the last, you make one mistake.
Now, my bad. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'm going to ask you before I forget. Let's say he didn't head kick him. Do you think off of points, Usman would have won?
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, okay. Everybody knew that. Even in the fight, anybody who was watching the fight, the whole commentary team was like, yep, Usman's about to get another dominant victory. Like, literally seconds before that knockout happened, even Daniel Cormier said it. Yo, we was just writing his obituary. Like, he was literally halfway in the ground. Like, everybody was counting him out in those last seconds. Like, it was so dominant. 4 rounds to, even the last round, Usman was winning. 4-1.
Just dominant.
So everybody thought he was about to lose. And then he pulled that off. That head kick never happened. Of course, he would have lost for sure.
Yeah, but at least we get to see that rematch. And most likely it's going to be at the end of this year. So when that rematch happens, oh yeah, I'm going to need to see somebody get their arm broken or something. Like,
all I know
I
is,
need
man,
to see some blood.
This is a crazy.
I better pop out the socket or some shit.
I don't want to see that.
Okay, obviously I don't want to see
No, but the fight game is crazy, man. Like, it just takes one mistake just like that for somebody to lose that fight. And for it to be such a dominant victory to end in that way, I mean, that just shows you got to be on point every single 25 minutes, bro.
Oh, God. Like, keep your hands up. Keep that guard up, my boy.
Yes, sir, man. Yes, sir, man.
But
I fuck with Usman, too, man. I'm sad to see him get knocked out like that.
Don't worry. He gets his chance of redemption.
Right? What if he get knocked out again? If he get knocked out sooner. If he get knocked out sooner, bro, I'm just going to be like, damn. Like, damn, bro.
Shit, like,
that's so sad.
Bro, you had one job.
Yeah, like, at least come in with the redemption, nigga. Damn. You was beating everybody else. You knocked out Jorge Masvidal. Like, come
on,
bro.
What's wrong with you? The fuck? Show these niggas the way. God damn it.
Oh, man, I wonder how, like, because he got that role in Black Panther, too, so. I mean, I wonder if that takes a hit, if he gets knocked the fuck out like that.
And then he get knocked out in Black Panther, too. All right, I'm gonna stop.
Yeah, man. We gotta get up out of here, dog. It's been your boy Nate, though. You can hit up all my socials down below.
Yes, sir. And you already know who the fuck it is. It's your boy Jucifer Sanchez. All links down below in the description. Make sure you know, tap into those. YouTube, you know, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, turn those notification bells, share, you know, helps with the algorithm. We're trying to reach like 500 to 1,000 subscribers, you know, by the end of this year. So, you know, fuck with your boys so we can fuck with y'all. Yeah,
something like that. Yeah.
Whatever that fucking means. Yeah. But yeah, we gone.